We are continuing the study of the laws of paying workers on time. According to Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Shin Lamed Tet Halacha Yud, the only time the employer is over, transgresses the isur of not paying the worker on time, is when the worker demands payment. When he demands payment, he wants to get paid. That shows he's makpid, shows he's particular, and he wants his rights, and therefore he has to pay him. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, as brought down in the Petra Teshuvah, that even where the worker does not claim, the employer should make sure to pay the workers on time. So the Zohar is even more strict than the Halakha. When the Halakha has that stipulation of it's only a chiyuv when there is a request. But the Zohar HaKadosh says one must be careful even without a request. The Chafetz Chaim adds that if for whatever reason the worker for some reason is anus, he has a situation where he cannot get in contact with the employer to tell him that he wants his money, but he wants the money. So the employee is Overa Baltalin because he did not forego it. He wants it. He just, for whatever reason, he cannot get in touch with the employer to get his money. Furthermore, the question is asked in the halakha. So let's say he was Overa on Baltalin. The day passed. He worked, let's say, at night. He had the whole day to pay. Sunset came, he didn't give him his payment. He asked to get paid. He had the money to pay him, and he didn't pay him. So he's over. Now let's say the next day passes. Does the person get another isud? Does this isud of Baltalin continuing to tack on to the person's record? According to the halakha, it's not so. A person is only over on this isud once. Once the day passes and he didn't pay, he makes the isur d'oraita, and that's it. The subsequent days that he doesn't pay, he's not going to be over. That's why it comes out an interesting case based on this. If let's say a person owed his workers money on the first of the month, and he was over baltalin, baltalin came and went, he didn't pay. He's also owes workers different pay schedule on the 10th of the month. Now it's the 10th of the month and he has money. Which worker should he pay first? Should he pay the worker from the 1st of the month or the worker on the 10th of the month? So according to the halakha, he has to pay the worker on the 10th of the month because he was already baltalin on the guy who was on the 1st of the month. That isur he made. If he doesn't pay the worker on the 10th first, he's going to be over another isur of baltalin on him as well. And therefore he has to pay, ironically, the later worker first in order to keep away from that isur that he did not yet transgress.